Hey guys, it's Liz, and you are listening to Dear Younger Me, Love Me, where we give people the chance to write a letter to their younger selves in hopes that we can learn a little bit from their lives. Hey guys, welcome to Dear Younger Me, Love Me, and today I have the wonderful Ari Betterly here with us, and Ari is 18, just graduated from Huntington North High School, and Ari, will you share a little bit about your plans for the fall?
Hi guys, it's Ari, and this fall I'm going to be attending Indiana University. I'm going to study media broadcasting. I hope maybe one day I can maybe be your news anchor or weather girl, we'll see.
Yeah, meteorologist.
Yes.
Up in here.
Oh yeah, but I also would love to like minor in dance, maybe dance professionally or travel the world, do something like that.
Yeah, how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing for almost 16 years now.
Okay, dang. Look at you go.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you guys haven't like picked this up, Ari has a lot of energy and she is just like ready to take on the world and ready to go. And so you have had this vibe your whole life, right? Like you've been super, super involved in a ton of stuff. So what are some of the things growing up that you can list out in the stuff that you've been involved in?
Well, if you know me, you know I've pretty much tried it all. From when I was like a little girl, I did soccer, I did swim team, I did the pageants. From then on, I did show choir, I did dance, I did anything, mostly you can name it, I've tried it.
Yeah, you've given it a shot.
Yes, but I stuck with dance and then I did cheerleading throughout high school. I loved it and I just tried track this year and I loved it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
lots
your
of
senior year joining the track team just so you could be in the group and have a good time.
Exactly.
And like get a good workout in every once in a while, you know?
Oh, yes.
you're working hard. And so you've born and raised here in Huntington, right? And like you and your mom have the same vibe too, right? And so I want you to share the little fun fact about your mom on this show.
So my mom, actually, she performed as a Las Vegas showgirl. And not only that, but she performed on the Princess Cruise Line and sang and danced. So she's really inspired me to be outgoing and spunky and unique because she's done so much with her life. And she's a crazy girl,
yes,
just like me.
She is. She's so crazy. And I love your mom so much. She's so funny. And then you guys have always been like loving Disney and all that kind of stuff too. Your whole family, even like your older brother, loves Disney, right? And so why do you guys think you love Disney so much?
I don't know. Well, my parents both grew up from their sides of the family going to Disney ever since it's opened. So like they've been crazy Disney fans since then. And so they just kind of brought that onto us. Yeah. And then we were like even more hardcore. Like we're going every year. We're hitting the parks. And I guess like for me, it's like a safe place. Like mm-hmm. It just feels like a home that's not home.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, no, there's something about it. Like the smells, everything about Disney is just mm-hmm. so great.
Disney's just so intentional about everything that they do. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's insane.
Have you been to Disneyland in California or just Disney World in Florida?
I've just been to Disney World, but I'm going to go to Disneyland actually next week. So,
oh, you're so excited.
Yes. Living up my Disney girl dreams.
I know, man. You're going to be a Disney adult growing up.
Oh, yes. I plan on it.
It'll be so good. It'll be so great. And so even with all the like extracurricular activities you were involved in, you were also involved with campus life. And I remember your freshman year taking you to YFC camp and that being a really, really impactful year for you and just a really good starting point in this new journey that you have been on. And so will you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started going to YFC camp actually 8th grade. I went with the middle school group, but it wasn't really until my freshman year it really sparked that like new fire in me with campus life and going with you, Liz, and you really cracked an egg.
Yeah.
I was very like open to like learning new things and hearing new messages, but like it really just opened my eyes and opened up my heart in like a whole new direction. I'm mm-hmm. Going to all those things and it brought a community of people I never knew.
Yeah.
And so from then on, like I just think that even helped my personality mm-hmm. Flourish in a new way I never thought it would.
Yeah. Because you've always been this go, go, go kind of person, but what do you mean when it says it cracked the egg right open? What does that mean for you?
For me, that means like I am a very go, go, go person. I'll put like a front on. I'll be happy because I am a very naturally happy person. Mm-hmm. But With camp, you have to be very vulnerable at times and very open with the people in your cabin and your leaders. And I would never experience anything like that. And so it really, I think, forced me to really think about my inner thoughts that I never really knew was happening and inside of me. But I think it was such a good and helpful tool, like, that I could take from that point on and, you know, kind of find myself more and more as the years went on.
Yeah. And you just learned how to actually share what was your thoughts were and all that. Because I think growing up, it's super easy to just do, be really involved in stuff and not pause and talk to people about what's actually going on underneath the surface, right? Like, you're so focused outward on doing all this stuff that you, like, it's really easy to not pause ever and to not think ever, be like, okay, how am I really actually doing? Like, how, what's going on? One of my favorite things about camp is that we don't have our phones, right? And so you can't really, like, escape to somewhere else and numb yourself or, you know, get distracted or anything like that. And we have so much fun, but then we also have some really, really intentional, good conversations too. And you have, like, the perfect personality to just, like, eat every single bit of that up. You're like loving the fun things, but then, like, oh, deep talks, you're also in for that too.
Oh, yeah.
You love a good deep talk.
Oh, I do love a good deep talk. And the thing is, I never knew I liked those things before. I was like, I'm just all about that fun. I want to be the life of the party. But then when we started having those deep intentional talks, like, I realized how much I love, like, hearing people's stories. Not only that, but, like, even sharing it with people I trusted.
Yeah.
It's just such a, like, enriching experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sharing things about yourself and growing deeper with people that you trust and consider in your inner circle, you know?
Yeah. So even thinking back before you began to share a little bit more about your life, how was your inner life then? Like, how did you feel about yourself? How did you feel about, like, God and all of those things before you started to share any of that outwardly?
For me, I think a lot of the times I just pushed everything off. So it was like that ticking time bomb where it was like, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm rolling. And I was very oblivious to my emotions and thoughts. And of course, I always had that faith, like, with God and a background growing up in a church. But at the same time, I never really dove in as much because I always just was like, you know, my parents are together, my life's kind of great, I have nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
But I always was just like, I have nothing to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, everyone's got more, like, problems in their life.
Yeah,
you know?
The comparison thing. Like, oh, everybody else has bigger problems than I do.
Yeah.
So what if I feel lonely today? All right, I'm just going to ignore that and go do something fun instead.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm going to go dance instead.
Yes.
Or I'm going to go cheer or something else.
Or play The Sims.
Or play The Sims. Yes.
Fun fact about Ari, she is an avid Sims player. And she's a little embarrassed right now that I'm telling everyone.
This is literally adding me right now, but yeah, I would go in to be my comfort things, play The Sims, or not think about what was really going on in my life, you know?
I'm really challenging you to be vulnerable on this podcast, talking about The Sims.
Oh, she's really coming. You know what? It's good. Everyone can know about my Sims addiction.
That's
fine.
That's good. Any TikTok that I find, I send to Ari that have The Sims, that's always sending to Ari, because this is what she does.
It's our relationship.
It is. It's so good. But so, when you started to share a little bit more, at least with me, because I was there, so you started to open up to me more and all of that, how did that affect your friendships?
Honestly, I think from then on, that is where I started, like, this long, obviously, journey of opening up to more people and feeling comfortable enough to be vulnerable. A lot of times I would just ask how everyone else was doing, and I want to hear how they were doing, but I never would, like, allow myself to pursue what emotions I was feeling or allow myself to, like, cry or get deep with anybody, because I just wanted to be the happy person. I didn't want to burden anybody with my problems. Like, I just felt like I was this big burden.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started, like, opening up to you and some of the leaders at camp, I was like, you know, people don't see me as a burden. They see me as I am.
Yeah.
And just because I go through things doesn't mean I'm not any different. And that was a turning point, I think.
Yeah.
From from then on in high school, because I knew like I had people that still loved me no matter what was going on in my life or how I was feeling inside, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And, you know, how you felt about yourself was that you were a burden to everybody if you had problems. Like, you were only not a burden if you were fun. Right. And I know that I felt that a lot of my life, like growing up, is just like I have to be act a certain way for anyone to care about me at all. And for me to not just be annoying or this like pain, you learn that, wow, people actually care about like me, like in the good and the bad, which is a weird concept to like run through your mind and it all is. That. Yeah. And so like, even with that, like that was just your freshman year. And so this has been you just graduated. Yeah. And so how has that 4-year journey been for you with the ups and downs of high school and learning how to open up more? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I will say it's definitely been an up and down battle. Looking back at my previous years, though, I will say I was not vulnerable at all. And I know that about myself now. But I will say from freshman year to now, there's been a lot of different things that have like happened that have changed me, hopefully for the better. Mm-hmm. With being more vulnerable with people and slowly growing into who I need to be and learning, like, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to earn people's love to be loved, and you're not a burden. I have to constantly remind myself that all the time. It's something that I fight with every single day, but I've learned to open up and to have those safe people in my life that I can do that with. So. Mm-hmm.
So when have been some specific times in your life where you've been able to push through your desire to keep everything in and you were able to share openly with people? And how did you feel after you shared?
Well, there was a point in my life, I think senior year, where I had just been really knocked down and I had been really down on myself. And although that was a very hard time for me, I think I really found out who were my closest friends and people I could trust and really be vulnerable with, and including you, Liz. I think that was a really big turning point for me in sharing and being open and explaining how I was feeling, because before then I still tried to front like I could handle things on my own, like I could be strong, I could be the strong person. And I carried a lot for my family too in the past, so it was the first time where I really had to take my emotions head on and actually have to explain how I felt, or else they would have just bottled up and ate me inside. And doing that, I really learned a lot about myself, and I learned like how much you can rely on other people, you know, and that was just a big turning point for me, I think.
Yeah. How did that, being able to open up and feel like you're not a burden, how did that affect your self-esteem?
It definitely gave me a lot more confidence. I definitely struggled with like feeling like I was enough and feeling like I was a burden. But after I started opening up, I was like, wow, I am a good person. Like, and I do deserve a lot. And I also have deeper friendships now too. In the past, I always kept people at arm's length and I would never let anybody really know what was going on inside of me. And bringing those people into my life and having them know exactly what was going on in my life made those relationships so much stronger. And now I can move forward and know that I have those people in my corner that really do care about me and love me. And they know everything about me. I don't have to just give them the good parts, the sweet parts. They can know the raw, deep side of me that not everybody really knows, but that it's there.
Yeah. And I think, because in my life, when I've had experiences like that, it helps me love those parts of myself too, right? Like, because before I used to like hate the parts that needed help and that were, you know, upset or that were lonely or that were, you know, fill in the blank. I used to be like, man, why can't I just be okay? And like really hate on myself, right? And letting other people speak into that helped me love myself even more through all of that.
Oh yeah, I used to be like, you're such a burden, you don't deserve this. And then it's like, no, I am a great person. Like, I do deserve it.
Yeah, everybody deserves it. And I say a lot that like, if you're not sharing with people what's going on in your life, you're not giving them the opportunity to love you, right? And like, you're not giving your friends or the people in your life the opportunity to love all the parts of you, you're holding it back without giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're still going to love you either way.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I know we've had that conversation before too. You're like, oh, that sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar. I wonder who I talked about this
oh
with.
My gosh. Oh, wait, Liz.
It's me.
And then through this whole time, your relationship with God, where was that for you in all of this?
If I'm looking back when I was younger, it definitely was just very stagnant. It was there, but it wasn't very strong because as strong as it is maybe now because yeah. I didn't allow myself to feel and I didn't allow myself to open up to even God. Mm-hmm. I just thought I had to be perfect even for God. And once I allowed myself to really break down to him and let him know all my emotions and feelings and have that relationship, it completely transformed my relationship with God. I remember at YFC camp the 1 year, I was just staring at the star and like I heard God's voice in my mind. And from that on, I was like, I know, like I have a relationship with God and that no matter what I go through, like he's always going to be giving me that strength and that faith that I need to push through. And that yeah. later would benefit me so much through high school and got me through so many hard times because I had that faith mm-hmm. and I had that hope inside of me that like God, you know, had my back.
Yeah. So what is that idea that God's always going to be with you and always has your back? Why does that make you feel a little more like emotional?
For me, I think that's so emotional for me because a lot of times I felt in the past with whether it was like relationships with family or friendships, like I just didn't have someone there, mm-hmm. but like I do, and there's someone always there for you. And God is someone that is a constant in my life. And it's so important to speak on that because without him, I wouldn't have gotten through what I have. And
he's really like the rock for you.
Yeah, he is. Like without him, I would be just a completely different person. I think the one thing that people have always told me is that I'm so optimistic and like hopeful and I don't want to lose that quality. But I do think the reason why I am that way is because of my relationship with God. So,
yeah.
It's a really important thing for me.
That's so beautiful. It's, oh my gosh.
It's a happy thing. That's why I'm like crying
it's
about
so,
it.
It's so good. And like the fact that you're feeling so passionate about all of this, I hope all of you guys can hear Ari's like just passion and love for God and the feeling that like can like sink within us is just so big. And the confidence of knowing like no matter what happens, God will always be with us. It is so huge. And we're never a burden to God.
No.
We're never any of these negative things that we're saying about ourselves. God's like, no, you're not any of those things. And it helps us have the confidence to go out and tell people about how we're doing because we're like, you know what? Even if this person doesn't react the way that I need them to, because they're also a flawed human being, right? Or even if this person leaves, or even if this person abandons me, or even if this person moves away and moves on with their life, or, you know, whatever that is, you will always have God as your foundation.
Yeah. And that for me, no matter what I go through, who I lose or who's not there anymore in my life, I know that God's always a constant. And that's something that is so, you know, amazing. And mm-hmm. that just touches my heart so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And life isn't always going to be positive and happy. And I really think that from knowing you for a really long time and for being in some of those deep conversations with you, that your freshman year, learning how to be more open and vulnerable and having at least a few people you can share hard things with and kind of learning from there, really prepared you for the hardships you were going to go through in high school and for the hard things that will come up from all of that is you got practice and God was like, okay, I know she's going to go through these really hard things and I can't let her bottle these all up. That will destroy my child, Ari, that I love so much. So I have to crack her wide open and have her sharing one of these, at least some of these things with some close people in her life. So God was like preparing you for a time like this because he knew it was going to happen. And that just shows once again his love for you in all of this.
Oh, yeah. If I wouldn't have opened up, I think when I did, I don't think it would have prepared me for like some of the hardships I would have faced later on in my high school years. Like without opening up to you and some of the people that are I'm really close to, it was like a perfect stepping stone and the perfect timing, God's timing, mm-hmm. for what I was gonna have, what was gonna happen for me in the future. And I'm very blessed that God prepared me for situations that I would go through, because without that, I don't know necessarily I would have gotten through it as much as I have.
Yeah.
But God always has a plan. So mm-hmm. I'm thankful that God has provided me those relationships and those times where I could be vulnerable.
Yeah.
To get those things out. So, mm-hmm.
So you're heading to college soon. How are you going to keep your faith active when you're at a big state school?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot, and that's something that I really want to take with me. And something that I always do is I'm very active on the Bible app, and I'm very active in my Bible. So I hope to keep, you know, sharing that with maybe my roommate mm-hmm. and people around me, and surrounding myself in a circle of people where I can be open with my faith and keep being myself and having those deep conversations, because something that I value more than anything is being able to have deep, raw conversations with people and mm-hmm. helping others too. So I really hope that I can continue doing those things and maybe yeah. learning more about myself and maybe finding a minor or joining a campus life group of helping other kids, yeah. you know, get through things that, you know, maybe they don't want to talk about.
Yeah, but yeah. You can show them how to do that.
But I really hope that although it's a big campus, I can make it small and find the right people that,
yeah.
you know, have those same values as me and those hopes and goals
yeah.
with their faith.
And I think that if you're intentional about surrounding yourself with all of this and like reading, using your little Bible app and like having those deep conversations and yeah, I don't know. You'll be able to follow Jesus anywhere. And so being intentional about those things, I think, is setting you up in a really, really positive direction. And so that's really awesome to hear that. And like your foundation is so strong with Jesus that it's not going anywhere. The house yeah. may be looking a little different because you're growing up and going to school and spreading your wings and flying. I miss you. But your foundation is always going to be the same.
And that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful I built that foundation like throughout these 4 years and even a little bit when I was younger, because now going on to the adult world, like I have that strong faith that can get me through anything and mm-hmm. that I can even help others at this point where that I know it won't shake me. You yeah. know, I know myself, and that I think is so important, because knowing yourself, you can know where you want to go and mm-hmm. what you want to do. And that's something that I've always had a strength
yeah.
in.
So. Yeah. So during high school, when things were up and things were down and you went through a couple really, really difficult things and you were learning how to be honest and to be real and to not feel like a burden all the time, what are some verses that really helped you through that?
So I wrote down two that I had in my Bible app, but the first one I said was, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us." And then the other one I have is, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And that is a little more morbid, but at the same time, I think I still see a lot of hope in like those verses, because although I was going through like hard times and I was maybe brokenhearted or I was in like a rut, I always had that faith that like God has something bigger ahead. There's mm-hmm. something greater coming. There's more than what it may seem right now. And yeah. I think that is something that I've really used as a tool mm-hmm. To continue to keep pushing forward no matter what was going on in my life.
So. Yeah. And if I even remember correctly, your freshman year, that's kind of what you heard from God.
Yeah.
Too, is like there's more. I have more for you, right?
Yeah.
Like over and over again. Is that what it was?
It was. It was like something to do with that I have so much planned for you and you yeah. need strength to get through it right now, but there's so much more planned than you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that's why I those verses touch my heart the most, because it's like that's what I heard like from God. And
yeah,
you know, I believe in that and I believe that there is more. And mm-hmm. I think everyone you know, should have that faith that, you know, there's more to life than what may seem apparent right now.
Yeah. And what a powerful thing that you heard that at the beginning of your journey to learning how to be real and honest, and some highs and lows of life, and just all the growth that has happened from your freshman year till now is absolutely huge. And you've just grown so much, and it's clear that God prepared you for such a time as this. So Ari, right now, I would love for you to read your letter to your younger self.
All right. Dear younger me, these next few years will not be easy, and you will have to overcome a lot and be strong. Through it all, keeping faith and remaining hopeful is only going to make you a better person. You may not see it now, but you have so much love and joy to give to this world. Do not lose that gift. So many people need that light in their life, and remaining strong and true to yourself, no matter what the circumstances, will be the greatest power you have through it all. P.S. Forgiving and not forgetting is so important. Love me.
So what do you mean by that last part? The forgiving, not forgetting is so important.
For me, through things I've been through my life, I have had to forgive some people that have really hurt me a lot, and I didn't want to forgive them. Mm-hmm. But I think forgiveness is such an important thing to go through in life, and my younger self definitely needs to hear that, or needed to hear that, because a lot of times I would pent up that, you know, feeling of emotions, and I wouldn't forgive. I just have this passive-aggressive mindset, maybe, you know, to some people in my life that had hurt me, but I think it's important to know that you can still love somebody, but it's, you can also have boundaries, and that's something that I've learned a lot. Having boundaries with some people that maybe have hurt you in the past is important. And it's okay not to have the same relationship you might have had in the past with them, but forgiving them and moving forward and having that faith and mindset that, you know, maybe this relationship isn't where I want it to be, but it can be healthier is very important.
Yeah. And we went through a boundary small group together, which is super fun, and learning all about healthy boundaries. And that's just such a huge thing to learn about. And I think people think, oh, forgive and forget. Like, if I forgive this person, I have to have them right back in my life, right to where they were. But it's like, no, like, you can totally forgive, but you don't have to forget, because it hurt and you can grow from it, and you can eventually have it better, like what you were talking about. Like, it's maybe not where you want it to be at the moment, but you can heal and have it different. And just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
I agree. It's really helped me through a lot, having that mindset, because like you said, just forgetting things and pushing things under the rug doesn't make things healthier. If anything, it makes things worse. And a lot of other emotions of sadness and anger and remorse can happen when you don't deal with those feelings and put the time into like wanting to forgive somebody. But when you do, there's a healthy like benefit that you feel within yourself, and that forgiveness you feel within yourself, which I think is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also love that you're telling your younger self to just like keep going. Like, you're going to go through really hard things, but just stay strong and like, don't give up. And there's always hope, and it's just so, so good. And it speaks to your heart of optimism and positivity and the joy that you love to bring to life. And it's a wonderful thing.
I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. So good. And so even through this whole journey, you've mentioned here and there the idea of having to earn approval from other people, right?
Yes.
And so what have you learned through this journey about what that looks like for you?
So when I thought I had to earn people's love, it was a very hard time for me. And I had gone through that for a really long time, and I still do struggle with it. Mm-hmm. But now I think there's a better understanding within myself that I have, that I am enough just on my own, and, you know, knowing that I'm not a burden, and knowing that there's love for me and I am loved is so important to know within myself. Mm-hmm. When I was earning like people's love and approval, I wasn't my best self. I was just feeding and giving energy to everybody else except myself. And it was a very empty and dark place to be, because you were constantly, you know, making others feel fulfilled and loved when you weren't probably feeling that same way in return.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So feeling that now, it's so fulfilling because mm-hmm. I can fill others up, but I also can feel love within myself and have that understanding that I am loved. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how, because that's not like a snap of the fingers and then all of a sudden you like don't do that anymore, right? So what are some of the things that you've done to intentionally bring yourself out of that mindset?
I really think, honestly, knowing that I'm loved by God is something that always pushes me to know that I am loved. Because a lot of the times when I think I need to earn people's love the most is when I'm not focused on God and I'm focused on myself or focused on maybe my activities or pleasing others. And in reality, when I know that I'm loved by God and even my mother, my family, that like that's when I know, like, I don't need everybody's love. I don't need this random person's love. Mm-hmm. I have that with God. And it just completely changes your mindset once you have that within you.
Yeah. So just like when you feel the temptation to do it, it's that reminder of like, no, like, I don't need to earn this. I have value just because God tells me I have value. I don't need other people to tell me how valuable I am.
Even though it's hard.
Even though it's really hard to do.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. So if someone is listening to this and they are struggling with similar things, whether that's being vulnerable, feeling like they have to earn love, feeling like a burden, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
What's some advice that you have for someone that's in a similar spot that you were in?
I think my best advice I can give to somebody who feels that way is to find those people that are like your people and to open and be vulnerable and be raw. Mm-hmm. And over time, you know, you'll learn so much about yourself because you are opening your soul to other people.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do is if you feel like a burden is to let those emotions lie within, you know, your heart and your mind.
Yeah.
For me, that's when it eats me alive, is when I think that, you know, I have to do things on my own and I have to be this perfect person and earn people's love and, you know, not be vulnerable. But it's that mind over matter that you have to fight. And doing that with people is so important, and having those relationships are so important.
Yeah. It's like taking that moment of bravery to think, okay, now is the time that I'm going to open the floodgates and let this out. And this is really scary, but I'm going to do it. Right. Because a lot of times we get to that point and we feel that like, okay, maybe I'm going to share. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm going to share. And then we're like, oh, I'm not going to share. Or the moment's passed because we waited too long.
Yep.
Or like, you know, somebody said a joke and then the whole group moved on when you're like, dang it, I wanted to share this really hard thing going on when we were being serious. And you miss it because you held it in. Right. Yeah. I know you can think of plenty of moments that. Like, I can think of moments like that for me where it's like, oh, I was going to share that, but I missed my moment because I was too scared.
Yeah. And having that risk and going for it is honestly like the biggest, the biggest positive you can do. Mm-hmm. If you hold back emotions and you don't open up to your friends or your family or a close mentor, you're just not going to ever grow or flourish in that way. And you're not going to release those burdens. And I think it's so important to do so.
Mm-hmm. So what if they do open up and then that person doesn't respond the way they need them to? What's some advice that you have for them in that moment? Because I'm sure that's happened to you as well. It's happened to me. So what are some thoughts that you have for that?
I think if someone really doesn't respond the way you'd like or you'd hope, it's really important to know within yourself that maybe God didn't place them in your life to be that person. And that's okay. There's some people that are in our life for different reasons, and there's some people out there that are meant to hear those hard things, and there's also people that maybe aren't meant to hear those hard things and aren't meant to know that vulnerable side of you. And honestly, figuring out that maybe even the hard way of knowing those safe people is so important, because once you find the people that really care and love you and want to know those things, it'll be easier to share to those people instead of opening up your heart to people that maybe don't deserve it or maybe necessarily don't respond in the way you'd like.
That's so huge. And I think sometimes we share something and then someone doesn't react the way that we need them to react, whether that's you know, them being too busy or them, you know, whatever that is. There could be so many different examples. But it's really, really important to not be like, okay, well, that means that I'm unlovable because one person doesn't respond the way that I want. Because I know when I was a kid, I thought that I would open up. Somebody wouldn't give me what I needed in that time. And then be like, oh, well, guess I'm closing up for another 5 years until something else really hard happens and I have to talk about it. Right. But knowing like, okay, that is such good advice that you gave of knowing, okay, maybe they're just not the right person. And moving from that, I think that is huge because we let one person define whether we're going to be open with other people or not. And we just can't do that.
No, because if you let one person define who you are, it'll eat you alive. You have to be able to know there are more people out there that do love you and do want to hear those things. Mm-hmm. If one person doesn't, you know, want to give you that attention or want to listen, then, you know, there is someone out there. You can't let that emotion eat you alive. You can't let vulnerability go away because of one person.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Ari, man, I have loved sitting down and talking to you.
I loved it too.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. And guys, I just hope that you hear Ari's heart in this because Ari, you have grown so much over the years. And man, I know I've had the privilege of being in many of those deep talk conversations and have seen different sides of you that a lot of people don't get to see. And it's a privilege to know you and to see how much you grow and to see Jesus in you because it is all over everything that you do. Ari, your foundation is strong and you have grown so much. It is so cool to see you become this like woman on fire for God that you are today. It's amazing.
Thank you so much, Liz. I didn't even know what to say. I'm like, oh, shoot. Don't make me cry again.
sorry.
She knows how to make me cry. But
yeah, I do. We'll bring it back. And fun fact about Ari, she's obsessed with Michael Jackson. So I'll roast you again on a podcast.
Yep. I love Michael Jackson. And Liz, I can't believe you just did that.
One of my favorite moments with Ari is at YFC camp, a Michael Jackson song comes on. She clears the dance floor and is like, come on, people. She like, hold my water. Let me take over. And she dances. So there's sweat just dripping off of her. She is going hard. And it's all because Michael Jackson is playing. And
if that man's
like,
that man is playing. You can't just sit. You can't just sit.
Just can't stop. And like one of the only books you've ever read is Michael Jackson's biography, right?
Yes, it is. And it's such a good book. If you want to read it, it's at the public library.
There you go. Lifelong learner here.
Yes. I am a lifelong learner.
Yeah. Come at her if you don't like Michael Jackson. You can talk to Ari about
you
that.
Find me.
Yeah.
I'll give you a nice phone call.
Yeah, you will. Oh, guys, everybody, thank you so much for listening to Dear Younger Me, Love Me. And if you would feel free to like us on Facebook or check out our tags on social media and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Share this with your friends. And guys, I hope you learned a lot more about Ari, a lot more about yourself, and even more about God. Go out and have an awesome day.